Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You are welcome to join us here toll free. 855-450-FREE is the number. Joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian
Cantwell
and Mark.
And you may join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features you'll find there. We give them away. You can actually create the content as well. So what you see on the front page was put there by listeners like you, and usually, in some cases, leads to us talking about those things because it's voted on by you as well. So go and get interactive at freetalklive.com as we jump right into your calls. By the way, we're on Skype as well. The Skype username here is lrn.fm, and that's where we're going to start tonight with Uber George in D.C. Hello, George.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to call because I listened to last night's episode, and Cantwell was talking about how it was never a good idea for nations to send their women to war, except that the Soviet Union treated women the exact same way as men did during the war. There are several units that they used against the Nazis, for example, but it's pretty much they had the same issue with the guys. There was like a bomber group, for example, called the Nachtessen, when they would fly bomber planes over the Nazi territories. They cut their engines and then dive bomb them while they were sleeping and stuff like that.
Suicide mission? Is that what you're talking about?
No, it's not suicide.
Dive bombing. Okay.
Dive bombing, yeah. They would glide in and then drop the bombs and then tear out of there before the Nazis even knew what they were doing. In fact, one of the best snipers in history was not a man, and it was not Chris Kyle. It was this woman named Ludmila Pavlichenko. Chris Kyle only killed like 160 so-called enemies, which included women and children, where Ludmila, she killed 309 Nazis, including 36 enemy snipers. There.
It's a pretty good trick to go killing another sniper.
Yeah. So I was gonna say, like, yeah, women can do pretty good in war, too, right there, and the Soviets proved that.
Well, I would imagine, so I'm looking at an article here on, this is just the Wikipedia of Soviet women in World War II. I mean, it says that most of them were actually in medical units. There were, though, 800,000 women who served in Soviet armed forces during the war. Nearly 200,000 were decorated in 89, eventually received the Soviet Union's highest award, the Hero of the Soviet Union. Some served as pilots, snipers, machine gunners, tank crews, members and partisans, as well as in auxiliary roles.
800,000 is nearly the size
of
the army.
Of people.
Yeah.
Well, so, yeah, again, most of them seem to have served in medical roles, but, I mean, medical, it does seem that they put some into combat roles. I would say, though, I mean, you don't want – I don't think it's a good idea for society to generally put women and men in equal roles in combat situations because, as I was explaining last night, just the sociobiology of it is that if you have a bunch of – you know, if even most of the men of the society end up dead in a war, the ones that are left over can just – biologically speaking, they can go around and impregnate a whole lot of women, which is why – even though you had all of these guys die in these wars, that within a generation your population numbers got more or less back to normal. Whereas women, they can't go out and impregnate a whole bunch of men. You understand? They've got to hold a baby. Yeah. It's got to take a while. There's a great amount of effort that goes into raising the child and whatnot. And so I still would say I understand that people have societies have put women into combat roles in wars before, and I'm not entirely surprised by that, but it would still seem to be that the vast majority of your combat fighters in Russia or anywhere else are going to be men, and I don't think that it should be any other way.
Yeah, I guess I should just preface that this is Russia, after all, and their women are probably as strong as most men around the world in other countries.
Thanks
anyway.
For the call, George.
I mean, there's one woman, I was just trying to say, there's one woman, for example, that when it comes to handling coke, I'll do anyone, even in New England. Like, she was swimming naked under the ice at one point. Her name, like, Natalia Asinko. She literally swam under an ice lake for, like, several minutes right there just to prove that she could do it. And
to prove she's
had the
frigid.
Cojones.
Thanks for the call, George. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number.
I don't even know what to go with this.
Well, I mean, it should be up to the market to decide these things, right? But it's not, unfortunately, in that if the market were to provide defensive services rather than these government centralized militaries that we have today, then maybe there would be like a real badass team of lady mercenaries or something like that.
I wouldn't be surprised to find out that there are some badass teams of lady mercenaries now. I mean, even in the government apparatus, I imagine they'd go in and they're like, you know, hot and sexy and get in, you know,
kill Bill
to different places and then they go in and they kill everybody. Like, I'm not surprised to find out that happens.
Yeah.
But I'm just talking about, like, if you look at sociobiology, right? I mean, men have a tendency to be more physically aggressive than women do. They have more upper body strength. And, of course, as I said, I mean, just the breeding cycle of it all. If you send your women out to do your fighting as a society, and then you are left with a bunch of men and like two women in the society,
that's a problem.
This creates a pretty serious problem. If you have a farm and you have a bunch of female cows and you only need one bull, why? Because the one bull can do all of the kneading that you need for the breeding, right? You don't need to have 10 bulls and one female. It's just
he does get
not
rather protective, though. He does get rather protective.
I'm sure he does, but you know, you give him 12 mates, and eventually he's like, you can have one or two, you know.
What about apes, though, Mark? You and I had a story tonight, sort of separately, but we brought it in together here about apes and possibly showing up in court.
Well, I'd say as far as sexuality goes, apes, they span the gamut from bonobos. They basically do it with everybody, and, you know, to... I believe
my kind of ape.
Yeah, I believe we're talking about with gorillas. You probably shouldn't pay that much attention to me, but I think it's sort of one guy sort of controlling the group. And anyway, there's a story that's coming out of. I've got it off of the Wall Street Journal's blog.
This is New York Supreme Court.
Yeah, and the reason is because there have been a lot of stories that have sort of misquoted what this is about.
All right.
And by the way, there's a certain amount of backtracking on the part of the... Is it the New York Supreme Court or is it the New York Circuit Court of Appeals?
Well, there is a Supreme Court Justice Barbara Jaffe involved in this.
Here from WallStreetJournal.com, a New York judge has ordered the state to justify why two chimpanzees allegedly kept at a Long Island public university and used as research subjects shouldn't be transferred to an animal sanctuary in South Florida. The animal rights advocates representing the animals hailed the judge's decision late Monday to grant a hearing early next month as a water and listed as a habeas corpus hearing as a watershed moment for their long and controversial effort to persuade courts to confer human rights on primates. The court on Tuesday was quick to downplay the implications of the... This is Tuesday. Remember, the order was issued Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Downplay the implications of the legal development. A spokesman for the state court system said that New York Supreme Court Justice Barbara Jaffe did not grant a writ of habeas corpus, even though that's what was reported, a centuries-old right to challenge the legality of one's detention before a court. The judge, according to the spokesman, mistakenly labeled her order a writ of habeas corpus. It was a mistake. Saying that she had only granted the hearing to discuss the legal issues raised by the Non-Human Rights Project. Judge Jaffe on Tuesday amended her initial order, striking the words habeas corpus from the document. So basically the idea here is that earlier on in this, this has been about whether or not we're talking about non-human persons here. Are chimpanzees, and they list elephants.
A non-human person. What a strange legal land term that sounds.
Well,
like.
I could almost say that non-human person makes sense when we're talking about like a corporation. Like a corporation is a person for the purpose of a court. But now we're talking about
a new definition of person.
We're talking about granting personhood
animal.
To non-human animals.
Yes, and so we're talking about, apparently, this is a from, let's see, the Non-Human Rights Project's quoted here. We have scientific evidence to prove in a court of law that elephants, great apes, whales, and dolphins are autonomous beings and deserve the right to bodily liberty. And I find this to be a very interesting topic.
I think so.
Because
I find it infuriating.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I will get you on this one because I spent a lot of time on it. Let me go ahead and make my
case. Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding. Do you believe in stupid people and smart people? Do you think that there's a difference in human intelligence?
Yes.
Do you think that difference in intelligence may correlate in great apes, like there are smart apes and stupid apes?
I don't care.
Uh-oh. Mark just got. 855.
I don't see how. if you are dumber than an ape... Well, look, I'm still going to confer upon you certain obligations to the society around her. You guys, right, you can't have force initiated.
Stand by. We'll come back here in a moment to elucidate further. 855-450-FREE if you want to join us here toll-free. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ron Paul here. Today I have an urgent message for every American who's retired or thinking about retiring soon. You see, our own government's disastrous policies have now put you, me, and everyone over the age of 50 at great risk. Sometime in the near future, we're going to have yet another financial crisis. This one won't be solved with bailouts, and it will hit seniors the hardest. I fear there will be civil unrest, a drop in stock prices, pension fund collapses, big changes to Social Security and Medicare, the erosion of personal liberties, bank and brokerage closings, and ultimately a major crisis as the U.S. dollar is rejected for almost any non-paper alternative.
Don't let this happen to your retirement. Dr. Ron Paul strongly believes when the next crisis hits, there will be no warning, and the government won't save you. Go online to www.ronpaulwarning10.com where you'll learn simple steps you can take to protect your retirement. Go to www.ronpaulwarning10.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. ¶¶
Dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, you've got Ian.
Cantwell.
And Mark.
Get more Chris at ChristopherCantwell.com. What's the latest story, Chris Cantwell?
I actually I haven't posted a whole lot this week. I did some rebranding.
Really?
So where it used to say anarchist atheist expletive up at the top of the website, it now says anarchist atheist abolitionist. And I also changed.
I also changed
the name of the podcast. It used to be called Some Garbage Podcast, and now it is The Radical Agenda.
All right, so slow down for a second here. Anarchist, atheist, abolitionist. Tell me more about this decision to rebrand, because that's a major rebranding.
It is a major...
Refusing to call yourself an a-hole anymore is a big deal.
Well, it kind of is, but it's an outward marketing sort of thing. The content is not changing. So the idea being, I felt like sort of a moron. We have been up at the legislature, and we're talking to some rather serious people, and then I hand them a business card that says a-hole on it. And they get a kick out of that sometimes, but something tells me that they don't feel like calling me on the phone afterwards. And so, you know, if I'm going to be doing certain things, I'm realizing that they're probably not the only ones who might otherwise be very interested in what I have to say, but then see that, like, thing right in their face as soon as they get in contact with it and say, well, why would I take advice from an a-hole? And so
I think it's... Shouldn't they say the same thing about anarchists?
Well, yeah, but, you know, how much camouflage is a guy going to use, right?
So you got to draw a line somewhere.
Right. So, I mean, I've branded it as such for, you know, such a period of time as to, you know, it wouldn't make a great deal of sense to get away from anything else. And fundamentally, I mean, you know, a-hole is not a core of my belief system, right? Whereas anarchist certainly would be.
There are plenty of people that disagree with that statement.
and being an abolitionist is a core of your belief system.
Well, exactly. I mean, we've had a few conversations recently about the button. And so
the button to abolish government,
yes,
or to eliminate it.
The abolition of the state. At the end of the day, somebody who would certainly press that button, I would certainly consider that a core belief system thing. And so I thought that that would make sense. And then it still sort of keeps in line the flow of what it is. Anarchist, atheist, abolitionist. You know?
It's still alliterative. Alliteration. Toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE or Skype us at lrn.fm. All right, so I think that's good news, Chris. I'm happy to see that.
And as we can see, I mean, I haven't toned it down much. I'm still like, you know, Mark's talking about these smart, dumb chips, and I'm like, I don't care, and I'm talking about women shouldn't have the right to vote last night, and that's, you know, certainly something that people would brand a-hole-ish. But
Radical Agenda. Okay, so why rebrand? Was it that the Some Garbage podcast had advanced to a level where you had, you know, mic arms in the studio and decent equipment now, and you felt like you've risen above the dumpster level?
Well, that's part of it, yes. And so, like, I felt like a real fool. I had, like, you know, I've had some pretty good guests on the program. You know, I've had Walter Block, I had Walter Williams, you know, and I had Walter Williams. And a lot of times when I bring a guest on, I usually tell them to come on, like, 15 minutes in. And then Walter Williams was like, all right, I'll come on at 5 o'clock sharp. And I was like, okay. And then,
all right.
And I didn't tell Walter what the name of the show was. But then Walter's on hold, and I'm starting the show, and I've got to say, it's Some Garbage podcast. And I feel like a moron, because this guy is like, you know, he's kind of a prestigious guest. He's filling in for Rush Limbaugh and stuff. And right. I'm like, this is not helping my branding. But it's difficult, too, because it's like you say, like, you know, you've built up an audience like I have, and these people sort of expect certain things, and people are all concerned that, like, you're going to go tone it down. You're going to be one of these moderate social justice warrior pansies.
It seems to me that you are not self-deprecating in your show marketing at this point, but that doesn't mean you won't self-deprecate when you're on the air, right?
I already do, I ended up doing, for the first episode of Radical Agenda, I ended up doing, like, 4.5 hours. And there was no shortage of that, you know. So
who was on with you on the first episode?
Just me. And then I had a lot of callers, and I sort of wanted to get into. I went into sort of, you know, April 19th is Patriots Day, and then they that was the day that the first shots were fired in Lexington and Concord, and in the same place where that had happened, then there was the martial law that followed the Boston Marathon bombing on the same day, and. So I started to sort of go into that, and the phones were just packed the entire time, and I wanted to take everybody's calls, so we went until We went until like 9:30.
Very cool. It was kind of like the first episode of Free Talk Live a long time ago, back in 2002 when we first went into the studio. Mark, you were there for this. And we were at a local radio station in Sarasota, Florida. We actually stayed on later than we'd originally intended to stay on because the show was going so well. It was like wall-to-wall callers, and it was awesome. So good start to the new program.
I'd say so. It's going to be good. And I've got Raquel Okiai is supposed to come to Keene pretty soon. We'll talk about that later on.
Yeah,
she's
going to
be on with me on Friday. We're going to talk about a few things, and I'll post that information when I get home.
All right, cool. ChristopherCantwell.com. Go and get more of Chris there, and now rebranded, so that's very cool. Mark, we're talking about the apes and this court decision that wasn't what it seemed to be.
At least they're backing off what it might have been.
Yeah, it had a habeas corpus in the title of the original judge's order. However, the judge has now said, oops, I made a mistake, which people do make mistakes, certainly, but the legal land is a much more deliberate place. Like, people are pretty cautious with the words that they use in legal land.
Generally. I don't know about that.
But it's certainly possible she opened the wrong template and forgot to change something.
Clearly, you can't offer the same rights to chimpanzees as we have today, right? So, as humans have today.
But wait, wasn't there that case in Argentina?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, so we talked about this previously. Maybe you weren't on the show that night, but there was a ruling made in Argentina last year with orangutans being granted the status of non-human persons with legal rights.
In India, dolphins and whales are also non-human persons. So this is going on different places. But you can do, like, with a dolphin or a whale, you can kind of say, okay, you're free to go, and put them in the ocean, and they can swim away, and whatever happens to the
people. Unless they have drugs, at which point.
and they'll die out there because they haven't had the proper training or whatever, and okay. Then, you know, we're all absolved of the problems involved.
True. They probably will die out
with
there.
With a chimpanzee or an orangutan, if I remember correctly, Fosse, what's her name, the one that was out there with the with the chimpanzees for so long, Jane Goodall, she claimed that an adult male chimpanzee can lift up a VW bug, the old ones, not the new ones, over its head with one arm. Let's assume that I'm remembering this incorrectly, and it's lift one over its head with two arms.
Mm.
This animal can literally rip your arms off and jam them down your throat till you die,
yes,
if that's what it wishes to do. So are they going to release these animals into Greater Long Island from this university? I sincerely hope not. I don't think it's going to be good for anybody.
In this case, the plan is to free Hercules and Leo from alleged captivity in New York.
But just to take them to captivity in South Florida.
Take them to a sanctuary called Save the Chimps, which is in Fort Pierce, Florida, where they will be...
Does it have locks?
No, actually. They will spend the rest of their lives primarily on one of 13 artificial islands, so it's sort of locked by water.
Oh, I see.
Say.
Yeah, fine. A prison by any other name.
Escape from New York.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll have
Ape
a fine
Island.
Time there.
We'll come back with more here. Your thoughts, welcome, on apes and the idea of animals having rights, because there's a much larger conversation to have here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've also got Skype. Skype username here is lrn.fm. More Free Talk Live coming up.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for AutoShip and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We are back with more Free Talk Live. Of course, we'll take your calls about whatever you would like to discuss. 855-450-FREE is the number. We've been talking about apes, chimpanzee specifically. The U.S. judge is now going to be having a hearing, as I understand it, which was originally called a habeas corpus hearing. She has now stricken that after the fact, has modified her order to not use those terms, saying it was an error. Of course, a habeas corpus is a writ that allows people to challenge their detention. And the idea here is that Hercules and Leo, who are at a university, should be able to be released from this captivity and brought to Chimp Island, essentially, Ape Island, if you will, somewhere down in Florida where hundreds of apes allegedly live, 13 artificial islands, apparently. And it brings up, you know, sort of large questions about the idea of animals having rights. The people in this particular case, who are obviously arguing on behalf of the apes, the Non-Human Rights Project, as they are called, are very, very elated about this. They feel like just this hearing alone is a foot in the door, as they describe it. Quote, "This is a big step forward to getting what we are ultimately seeking, the right to bodily liberty for chimpanzees and other cognitively complex animals, According to Natalie Prosen, the executive director, she says, "We got our foot in the door, and no matter what happens, that door can never be completely shut again."
I hope one of them goes to play with one of these apes and it smashes their skull open.
It will definitely do that.
And so, are you driving at there, Chris Cantwell, the idea that the reason why, at least from my perspective, that an ape can't have the same rights as a human being is because they will probably not necessarily respect those rights in return? The idea of rights is a reciprocal agreement between thinking people who, you know, realize that the concept of rights is something that benefits human existence, that we are better for having that idea, and we can respect those rights between human beings. An animal that might hurt you or kill you is obviously not willing to reciprocate.
If I wanted to think it through that far, that's probably the conclusion I'd come to. I'm just saying that this is ridiculous. They got Guantanamo Bay is still open, and there are people going, "Oh, we need habeas corpus for a chimpanzee, and I can't get there. We got Ross Ulbricht in prison. We just got a conversation with a guy who got locked up for collecting money for a charity." And these people are like, "No, you can't give this to the animal because it has bodily liberties, and that human person, hang yourselves."
Well, I mean, you know, there's probably somebody back in the time of chattel slavery in the antebellum South saying, "Hey, we don't want it. Why in the world are we trying to get freedom for black people when we haven't even gotten freedom for white people yet?" And I mean, this is it's a line of reasoning that doesn't necessarily, it's not looking at the core issue here. The core issue is, do animals have rights? And if so, I mean, do they own themselves? And that seems obvious. Can they recognize who they are? And we know that chimpanzees and a few other animals out there can recognize themselves in mirrors. That's important.
Mm-hmm.
And
dolphins.
Dolphins and like starlings or something. There's a few. It's really strange. I don't eat any of them. But pigs and dogs don't show up on that list, as I recall. The question that I'm left with is if apes have, if humans have rights, if I believe that humans have rights.
I don't believe that.
Okay. I think that rights are a function of ownership. Do you think that humans can own things?
Yes.
Okay. So if you have ownership, if you own something, then you have the rights to that thing. So you have a car. I don't have the right to drive your car. You do.
Right. And if I own a chimp, then the Supreme Court doesn't have a right to come in and take my chimp.
That's what the government says about you. That Canada can't come get you because they own you. You're their citizen. The point that I would make on that is that some chimps are smarter than other chimps, and some humans are smarter than other humans. If we have a crossover and who's smarter than whom, then you have a real problem because, humans, if humans have rights and chimps don't have rights, then we have a situation where, you know, smarter beings have fewer rights than than dumber beings. And that's a real, real issue to my mind. And I would like to see this sort of, fixed. I don't think you can give, like, it's impractical to give rights to chimpanzees in today's society. You can't just release them on, you know, all the chimps that are in zoos everywhere, finally get let go on some auspicious day. Pretty soon, people are going to be getting destroyed in the streets. I mean, they really are going to have their heads crushed, as you were talking about, Cantwell. So I think this is all very interesting. It's much easier with whales, and you just say, look, you can't have any whales. You got to let your whales go. And then, you know, you let Willie go out in the ocean, and nobody sees him die a lonely death because no pod will take him in, and he can't hunt on his own. He just ends up floating someplace on, 70% of the planet out in the ocean, and we never know that Willie died because we released him.
It's a circle of life.
And I mean, I can assure you that, you know, most house pets that are living in America today couldn't make it out on their own.
All right, so if you've got thoughts you want to share, please do 855-453 is the toll-free number. Also, Skype username is lrn.fm, and that's where Dylan is in Ohio. Dylan, what's on your mind tonight on Free Talk Live?
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call.
Sure, go ahead.
I wanted to talk about my ADHD and ADD and ODD.
Attention deficit disorder, oppositional defiance disorder. I think that most of my liberty-minded friends would probably be diagnosed with ODD, oppositional defiance disorder. We don't like to be told what to do by people in supposed positions of authority.
Absolutely. Like, everybody in the whole world has defiance disorder.
No, I think most people everybody. Have enslavement disorder is actually the fundamental problem that we're dealing with, but continue.
Yeah, I think all the evidence is to the contrary, that most people will obey and do as they're told.
But yeah, it's all that and medication, like why do they medicate people for this? Like who diagnoses the people with ADD, ODD and whatnot?
Well, the people who diagnose them are the people who've gone through state school. So they've
got a state license.
Right. They've gone through years of education and indoctrination, to be more specific, by state-approved teachers to get a state-approved certificate to administer this state-approved curriculum of psychology or psychiatry or whatever it is we're talking about.
It's basically Brave New World, right? And except that, like, only a few of the people have not been completely enslaved and indoctrinated to the point that they have to take Selma every day, right? In Brave New World, if any of you have seen that movie or read that book, everybody takes these pills all the time, right? Yeah. And it's like this thing to keep the citizenry calm or whatever. And now it's like, well, you know, everybody pretty much just does what we say, so we'll just cram these pills down the throats of the few people who are
hanger-ons or whatever. Don't want to listen to what I have to say. We'll give them pills or whatever, and then eventually 10 years down the road, they could develop cancer or something.
Well, no, I mean, the pills can be very psychoactive, I guess you could say. They're things that can change how people perceive reality. I mean, we've seen the people who have done the shootings, the mass shootings at these schools, for instance. A lot of them have been found later on to have been on a variety of these pills that are commonly prescribed for some of the DDD order disorder things we're talking about here. And, they go on murderous shooting sprees. So, allegedly, obviously, there's a lot of conspiracy theories around those things. But I think that there's something to that. I know that a co-host on Free Talk Live in the past used to take some kind of anti-depression medication. I don't remember what it was. It was more than one of them. And after he stopped taking that medication, the massive breakouts that he had all over his back just were horrifying, lots of pimples all over his back. Those went away, and he started losing weight. So, you know, while he was on these supposedly antidepressant medications, he was very sexually unattractive in multiple different ways, and
wasn't helping his depression any.
Incredibly frustrated by that, yeah. So it just made it worse. And that's just one story, right? There are a zillion of these anecdotes.
I've known too many people who are just all medicated.
Like when I was a child, I was on Wellbutrin for being suicidal, and it never helped me at all.
Apparently, you didn't kill yourself.
And then I got better by myself. Like, I looked at the world around me and said, hey, this isn't right. I need to change my perception.
That's what you got to do, and then you change your reality that way. Thank you for the call, Dylan. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype as well. Skype on in at username lrn.fm. Share your thoughts here on Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat, but adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com
859-428-1000
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed. Zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Tell everybody we know about Dynavite.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite, it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at Wall & WallandAssociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Walland Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risks of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Drop by freetalklive.com, please, and enjoy the features that we share with you there for free. But if you want to help support the show, then you can do that by shopping with us. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's also some other links like Walmart. But you enter Amazon through the links you'll find there, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the purchase. Whatever it is you're buying, I mean, maybe the latest video game or maybe something old, because I'm pretty sure it works on the used items on Amazon as well. So once again, whatever you're shopping for, you can probably find it through shop.freetalklive.com, and then Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. Our toll-free number again is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about the concept of rights. There is a New York court that is going to be hearing a case about some chimpanzees. There is a group of activists that want to remove them from their captivity and put them into a different style of captivity. Not moving from like a cage style captivity perhaps to an island. Although I can't say I know for sure what the current status of their keep is. The story that I have from RT doesn't really go into that. Do you happen to know?
They're at a university on Long Island, is all I can tell you.
Yeah.
So I would imagine they're in, you know, something a bit more clinical, as it were, you know. And they've probably been there their whole lives. I'm very interested to see what it might be like for them to move into one of these more, out in the nature kind of preserve things. But
it would make for an interesting nature show, actually. Set up some cameras and see what happens to the new guys in this 250-strong chimpanzee preserve.
They're going
to
get beaten like dogs, it would be my guess. Toss in some adult male into one of these situations and, oh, look how awful awesome this is. Right? Like, this is, you know, humans are much better at acclimating to new people being tossed into their environment than most animals are. So I would think that they would have to be kept separate, even though they might be kept in what we would consider aesthetically more pleasing, and what for them may be more aesthetically pleasing, too. But that doesn't change the fact that they might very well be insane already. Like, yeah, I don't know how, you know, many of these things kind of are one of these situations where you just have to kind of say, well, there's no more of this. No more, you know, experiments on the chimpanzees or whatever.
All right. So there used to be an activist here in Keene who had a chihuahua with her at all times. And basically this chihuahua would not exist, I don't think, unless there was someone taking care of it. The thing doesn't have the build for defending itself in any meaningful fashion. I mean, I don't know. Maybe there's certain environments in which they exist naturally. There probably are, but it seems like over at least the years they've been acclimated to
there's
human environments.
There's no such thing as a wild chihuahua. Yeah, that's what you're asking.
I used to own ferrets before I moved to New Hampshire, mm-hmm. and if you do some study on ferrets, they have their DNA has changed over the course of time, right? Like, they are descendants of weasels, and weasels do just fine out in the wild. Mm-hmm. But the domesticated ferret, there is no twin for it out in the wild now.
I see.
If you let a ferret go into the wild, people have tried to create feral ferrets on numerous occasions where they release a whole bunch of ferrets into some wilderness environment, and they all die. I mean, they don't live more than like 3 days. They're just incapable of surviving.
All kinds of predators just snatching them up.
Even if you put them into an environment without predators, like, they won't go out and do the things that they need to do to survive, to find water, to hunt, whatever. They need to be taken care of. They're just incapable of doing it.
No instinct whatsoever kicks in.
Right. And I've made the analogy to human beings before, too. I'm convinced that, you know, human beings and the species have been domesticated so long by the state that they're just incapable of surviving, half of them, and I don't care. I don't want them to. So,
I suspect that, you know, I would do a poor job. Like, I'm good at pressing buttons, you know?
Well, that's, you know, I don't think that...
to do.
I've used it for, like, the analogy of sort of even, you know, the anarchy button, right? Like, some people, like, require the state at this point. Like, they really they wouldn't know the first thing to do without the state ordering them around all day. And you know what? Screw them. I don't care, right? I'm sick of the oppression of the state, and so if some people can't get along without it, screw them. It's not my problem. But I feel like they've been domesticated just like the ferret, and that's the analogy I've used, and maybe that's not where we want to go with this. But in any case, I don't know that chimpanzees are in the same position, right? Like, maybe they could, maybe they couldn't.
The point Mark's making about the chimps that are in a cage, they have been to some extent domesticated in that they, at the very least, have been prevented from being raised by a natural order. Certainly with dolphins, I was watching one documentary about how there's this long process of education that goes on in these dolphin communities, if you will, the pods, where they take young dolphins and teach them how to be a dolphin, essentially. And there's a passing on of knowledge that happens over the generations that is not going to happen in the same way to one of them that is in captivity from birth. So, you know, there's an argument that for those animals and that for other animals, like certain types, entire, subspecies, like chihuahua, for instance, or the ferret, that, you know, if you believe in animal rights, wouldn't you want those animals to continue to survive? Because right now, if you let those loose, they're going to die. And I would think an animal rights advocate would be someone who first and foremost wants to see animals survive.
No, I don't think that necessarily is the case. I think that
you might be right.
That's the on-the-ground people, the people that are sort of philosophically have dedicated their lives to it, understand that we all live and die. I mean, when, you know, somebody can't be a vegan and realistically think that they're somehow preventing death from occurring, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, every pig that has ever lived has either died or shall die in the relatively near future. So the claim that you shouldn't eat pork doesn't stop pig deaths. What it does is it limits pig lives. It may prevent some level of pig suffering, but let's not forget that pigs in the wild and animals in the wild tend to be on the verge of starvation. You know, that's how nature works. Nature keeps you on the verge of starvation, and some fall off and some, what we call thrive.
Some survive.
Yeah, and I don't know that any of them necessarily thrive, but you know that would be getting slightly more food than starvation would be considered thriving.
I think the people who brought this case and the major purveyors of this animal rights lunacy have no interest in making life better or more abundant for animals. I think they're trying to make it more difficult for human beings.
Share your thoughts toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So it remains to be seen what's going to happen in this court, but it's pointed out in the RT story here that it was last year, 4 months ago, actually, when another court in New York made a ruling that says that a chimpanzee is not legally a person and therefore not entitled to human rights.
Yeah, so that's true.
They made a sort of an opposite ruling as the court in Argentina did.
Happens all the time, though. These courts will reverse themselves. These lower courts reverse themselves and that sort of thing. And I think that we're going to come to... I just remember the book, the comic book. Maybe this is what's warped me, right? My good friend Scott Beezer, the guy who does Big Head Press.
Yeah.
You find him at BigHeadPress.com.
He comics.
Yeah, he drew the comic for the L. Neil Smith book, The Probability Brooch. And in The Probability Brooch, there were intelligent dolphins and intelligent apes. And what they basically had was devices on them that allowed them to speak. Currently, we know that apes can speak through devices. These would just be smaller devices that would work sort of telepathically or something like that. I have a real problem with the idea of eating a hamburger made out of an animal that can use a computer to speak sentences. We found Coco the gorilla is a really great example, was able to do these things. In my opinion, at that point, this is the equivalent of cannibalism. Now, what does that form take in today's society? I don't know the answer to that. But if you can eat Coco, you should be able to eat somebody who's in a vegetative state.
Fine, let's have autism burgers.
That's all I'm saying.
That makes more sense to me than courts conveying upon animals the same obligations that we have for human beings. It's bad enough. The whole concept of rights in human society has gotten so convoluted and nonsensical that it's barely comprehensible what we do with human beings in this society. Mm. And rather than figure that out, they're going to be like, "Yeah, we can do the chimpanzees now." No, it's ridiculous. It's sick. Get it straightened out with human beings, and then I'm really interested to have the conversation about what Coco the chimpanzee's IQ is. Until then, if he needs a device to tell me that it's cold outside, then I don't want to hear from him.
Well, if they can't, maybe this is the way to find out better what human rights are through the court system. Maybe we can look at
I'm not
some
sure
of
how this would help.
When you use the term animal,
rights.
Animal in and of itself is a divisive term.
Well,
what
we're all animals.
Does it mean? Right. So when if you want to give rights to animals, you're talking about giving rights to human animals,
well,
too.
I don't think you can give rights. I mean, I think that you have to respect rights. I think you have to acknowledge and believe in them and respect them in others. And I think that if it came to the point, and this is a question for you, Chris Cantwell, if it came to the point where dolphins and or apes were actually able to communicate beyond cold, hot, and actually get to the point of saying, "Yes, I would like rights and I will respect yours," then would you respect theirs in return?
Not right now. No, I worry about it. We get the human beings they straighten out first, okay? To triage the situation.
We'll come back with more. 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts here on rights or whatever's on your mind. There's more coming up as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.